Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. Ireland's Charlie Smith was not the season starter. But when the team moved on from Blake Groupie, the Gaelic football player got his NFL opportunity. And now he wants to be a kicker and not a story.
You came into the room carrying a football.
Yeah.
What is that football?
It was the ball from the Titans game. I think it's the same ball we've been kicking this last couple of games. And
currently, the career-long 57.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, I know I'm like capable of hitting longer distances, you know. So I would hope it's not going to be my longest kick I'll have in my career. Hopefully, there'll be a lot longer ones than that as well, you know.
If we'd have talked back in, you know, training camp, Irvine, towards the end of the year, you're going to sign a 3-year contract. Would you have thought that would have even been possible?
Look, you're always like, you know, as a kicker, you're always kind of, you know, you're just trying to stay ready. So whenever the opportunity comes up, you know, you try and make the most of it. And I was delighted to get some game time this year. It's been, you know, a really good learning year, and you learn through experiences, right? So, you know, they're not all going to be highs. You know, there's a couple of lows in there as well. Like, you know, the couple of kicks the last couple of games that, you know, would have loved back. But then, yeah, I mean, there's also a lot to be proud of over this last, 6 weeks, and, you know, just a lot of fun memories, like, you know, the 5 field goal game with the Jets, and, you know, the game winner against Carolina, and the first game in Miami, the onside kick. Like, a lot of great memories to take into the off season. And then there's also, you know, a few of the misses, you're like, okay, let's diagnose what went wrong. And, you know, I missed them left, and a couple of flagged up and left hash, and, you know, kind of itching to get back into it straight away. But, you know, I've been advised to give my body a rest, and that's what I'll do, you know, going into the off season. And, you know, delighted, you know, to have a bit of clarity on the future here as well, you know, going into the off season. But I've had two of those contracts before and they haven't stuck. I'm just going to trade it as I've kicked for this team, and I want to continue kicking for this team. And how do I do that is by getting better and, you know, showing up in the offseason.
I thought it was interesting. I always think kickers, how they react to misses. Your misses are not late. Your misses are early, but you come back and then make kicks after that. And you're able to put misses behind you, and that's not always easy.
Yeah, I think that's a huge deal. And, you know, coming into this week, I was just thinking about it, and I was like, why is it that my misses are happening maybe with my first kick? And feel like it's nearly takes like a kick to get like the end of the feel of the game, and that's something that as a kicker we can't afford to do that, you know. So that's something that I'm going to put a huge emphasis on, and, you know, even in my training and the situations I put myself in. But yeah, look, I was aware of it this week, and sometimes they're just not going to make them all, you know, from that deep. And I felt like I had a pretty good ball, and it just started tailing on me, and I was very upset after. I feel like I'm being a little hard on myself, but at our position, you know, you just want perfection.
You know that it's been a great story, but you're also cognizant that, what have I done? What have I earned? I don't want to be this story who made the team. You want to be more than that. You want to earn it. You're not a prop. You're not a puppet, right? Yeah. You know, you want to go out there and earn your position.
Yeah, Mike, you hit the nail on the head right there. People have been so kind, and I am so grateful for all the support, like, you know, from Ireland, and, you know, from here in New Orleans, and, you know, just, you know, really, it's really just been a lot of it's been positive. And but there comes to a point where it's like, it's not about that, you know. It's like, I want to be a kicker in this league for however long my leg allows me to kick. I hope until I'm 40 years old or however long that is. But that story, you know, like, that's not going to last, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about production. It's all about what do you do on the field. And I'm looking at myself. I think I should maybe give myself a small bit of grace in saying that these are my first 6 career football games. I feel like I've got the talent to be one of the best kickers in this league, and I just have to, you know, take the learns into this offseason and go and win the job, hopefully, and then, you know, take it into the new season and, you know, just say, look, you know, I'm you know, I can be one of the top guys in the league, and that's what this offseason is all about now.
What is the offseason going to be like for you, you know, back and forth? How much time will you spend here, Ireland? How will you do it?
Yeah, well, I plan on going home this week now to, you know, get much needed.
See the old lads in Mayo Bridge?
The first stop will be Laverty's, and back at home now on Friday night. And I'll be there. I'll be at home until, you know, the start of March. We'll have fun, and we'll get right back to it then, you know, in a month's time or so with the kicks.
I agree. It's been a good story, but it's about a career.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mike. And thanks, everybody, you know, here with the Saints. It's been awesome. So just got to keep it going now.